Hello, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. We are conducting a survey on some important issues and perception of residents of New Orleans. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
Would you repeat your question, please?
Yes. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
I am not a native. I have, however, lived here for over 60 years.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American?
I'm Caucasian. There is no such thing as a white race. I am Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And what are two characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans?
I'm sorry. Once again, I did not understand that question. My ear is not quite attuned to your accent. Would you please repeat it?
Yeah, sure. What are two characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans?
Is that do I like about living in New Orleans? Or was that the question?
Yes, sir.
When I moved here back in the early 60s, 1960, I liked everything. Now I don't like much. The city has changed. The city has changed. The culture has changed. The food is still great. I have great neighbors. But the politics are different. The demographics are different. The culture is different. There are a lot of things that I liked in the 60s that have changed and I care less for.
I understand. Thank you so much. And what are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
Is that the same question? What do I like about living in New Orleans? I like the food.
Yeah, the opposite. What do you dislike the most?
Dislike?
Yes, sir.
Dislike. Well, let's start with LaToya. I think she's a disaster, okay? I think the crime is outrageous, okay? That didn't used to be a problem, okay? Now there are people being murdered in my neighborhood. The thing I dislike most about New Orleans is the crime. It's no longer a safe city.
Okay, thank you so much.
And the streets are terrible.
Okay, thank you, sir.
There's go ahead.
Overall, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
We're good. We're done.
Overall, sir, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or a little satisfied, or not satisfied at all with the availability of affordable housing?
I'm not sure I have an opinion, okay?
Okay. And what about the monthly cost for electricity and water?
Maybe a little excessive, but, once again, I don't really have an opinion.
Okay.
Water is too high. The water is too high. The water bill is outrageous.
Okay. So would you say that you are not satisfied at all?
Well, a little unsatisfied.
Okay. What about what you pay for food and household goods? You are satisfied or dissatisfied?
A little unsatisfied.
Okay. What about the preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers? You are
I'm
very
sorry.
Satisfied.
Would you repeat the question?
Yes. The preparation that public school students are receiving for college or careers. You are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, you probably neutral, or a little satisfied, or not satisfied at all.
So the question has something to do with college students and what they're receiving, but I didn't quite understand apparently a critical word or two in there.
Yeah, I definitely repeat that for you. The question is, if you are satisfied about the preparation that public schools students are receiving for college or careers, if you feel very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied.
The something that students are receiving for college, is that support or stipends? I don't understand the word.
Yeah, the preparation that public schools are...
The separation?
Yes, sir.
The separation?
Preparation or the education.
Am I satisfied with the education that college students are getting?
Yes, sir.
I have no criticism of the local colleges or the national colleges. If you're dumb enough to go study underwater basket weaving or feminist studies or, you know, whatever it is, that's your problem or your parents' problem. If you want to go study engineering or computer science or medicine or, you know, there are schools that will teach you how to do that.
I understand. Thank you so much. And what do you think about the equal economic opportunities for people like you? Do you feel very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. What about the safety from property crime? Do you feel very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
The safety of what?
From property crime.
The safety from property crime.
Yes, sir.
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Thank you so much. What about what you pay for housing mortgages or rent?
How am I satisfied with rent?
Yes, sir.
I don't pay rent. I don't have an opinion. I understand it's very high. You know, people can no longer afford the rents because of inflation, among other things. Ask me if I'm satisfied with the national administration and the Joe Biden government.
Okay.
That would be a question that should be on your poll.
Yeah, probably. There's in the next question. And what do you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water? Do you feel satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or not satisfied at all?
The question was something about basic something and water.
Yeah. And what do you think about what you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Maybe a little high, but I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied.
I'm satisfied that they're available, okay? In this city, New Orleans, you know, sometimes things like that aren't available because the administration is inept. If I've got toilets that flush and, you know, streets I can drive on and utilities that work, I'm pretty satisfied.
I understand. Thank you so much. Have any of the following big and not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year? And the first one is your ability to get around your community and the city. It was very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, and not at all significant.
I understand most of that question, but I'm missing a part of it. Am I satisfied with my ability to get around the city?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I am, yes.
Yeah, the question is if you think if those items are giving you significant cause of stress in your life during the past year.
The only one I can remember apparently is how do I get around the city? Mm-hmm. Am I in set? Well, I live on the West Bank. If you're local, does that mean anything to you?
It's okay. The next one says...
Okay, I live on the West... let me finish, please. I live on the West Bank. And mm-hmm. I don't go across the bridge into main part of New Orleans except under extreme necessity because it's dangerous over there. You know, on the West Bank, I feel much, much safer.
I understand. Well, thank you so much. And what about your job stability? Is a significant cause of stress in your life very significant?
My job?
Someone significant? Yes, sir.
My job? I've been retired for about 30 years, so there is no job stress.
Okay, thank you so much. And what about the health of you or family members? It is a significant cause of stress in your life? Very significant, somewhat, not very significant, or not at all significant?
Not very significant.
Thank you so much. What about the safety of you or family members? Is very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you so much. Now, let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. The first thing is creating more better paying jobs in the city. It gives you a lot of
confidence.
No confidence.
No confidence.
Thank you. What about the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years? A lot of confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence. Thank you. What about improving drainage to prevent flooding in the neighborhoods?
Some confidence.
Thank you. What about making the city safer?
No confidence at all.
Thank you. What about improving garbage collection in the city?
Well, I'm hopeful. I don't know how to express it any other way. I'm hopeful.
Okay.
But I guess that would be very, very little confidence.
Thank you. And what about improving the city's streets and traffic lights?
Very little confidence.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Poor.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Could be transportation, lack of access to mental health or social services, not enough police officers, employment opportunities, too many guns, release on bail for violent crimes, personal and family problems, education opportunities, housing, or others?
All of the above.
Okay. Let me see. It's letting me to select all the above. Okay. Yes. For each of the following, tell me if you think it will be very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. And the first one is increasing the police presence in your community. Could be very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Very effective.
And what about create more opportunities for job training?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crime.
A community-based what? I didn't understand that.
Yep, implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes.
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
Somewhat. What's after lower than somewhat?
Oh, we have neutral, we have not too effective, or not at all effective.
I would say that's not too effective.
Thank you. And what about providing counseling and social services for parents and adults?
Not too effective.
Thank you so much. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it will be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful strategy to create more quality affordable housing in New Orleans. The first one is create adult co-living communities for people to live together. Could be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, not at all helpful.
I guess I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't have the knowledge to have an opinion, okay?
Okay. The next one says build micro houses such as tiny cottage or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces.
That would be helpful, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. What about create more home ownership and financing classes?
That would be very helpful.
Thank you. And what about build accessory dwelling units, a small home with separate entrance on an existing property?
Helpful.
Thank you so much. For each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. And the first one says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changes to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. You feel strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Somewhat disagree, I think.
Okay, and the next one says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city.
I'm having difficulty with my ear and your accent. Would you read that question again, please?
Yeah, definitely, sir. Says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city.
That would be helpful, maybe even very helpful.
So you agree, strongly agree, or somewhat agree?
I agree.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve. And the first one is Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Do you approve or
strongly disapprove?
Thank you. The next one is the New Orleans City Council.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. The Sewerage and Water Board.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you so much. And the next one is New Orleans Police Department.
is there a neutral in there? Is that a response?
Yeah, there is a neutral.
Right. I have to change that to somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Okay. Thank you so much.
Maybe even strongly approved. They're just undermanded and underfunded.
Okay. So what would you say that is your last response? Could be a strongly approved.
I strongly approve of the New Orleans Police Department.
Thank you so much. We're almost there, okay? Thank you so much for your time. The next question says, finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. And the first statement says, young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents.
Read the question again. I understand the agree and disagree. I missed the first part of that question.
Yes. Just thinking about the future of the New Orleans, for each of the following statements, please tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. And the first statement says, young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next
change that to somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family.
Disagree.
Thank you. The quality of life for me and my family will improve.
Disagree.
Thank you so much. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. What is the average income that you have for the year? And please tell me or stop me at the range which best describes your household income, less than 35.
I'm probably not going to do that.
It's okay. Don't worry. We can skip that. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above.
61 and above.
Thank you, sir. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school.
College grad. What was the one that came after college grad?
A graduate or professional school. This is for law or medical.
Let's just say college grad.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? Own a car, public transportation, a rideshare, bicycle, motorcycle, or use a friend or relative car?
Own a car.
Thank you so much, sir. We already completed the survey. I do appreciate your time and patience to helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good day yourself.
Take care, sir.